Most would say that AGOA has been a success. In the last year alone, U.S. officials say the act has helped increase U.S.-Africa trade by 37% to $60 billion U.S. dollars. It allows more than 6,400 items to enter the U.S. market duty-free. But there are problems, among them the need for capacity building, better access to American markets, and improvement of African infrastructure. Three African officials and businessmen recently expressed their concerns on the VOA talk show Straight Talk Africa with Shaka Sali. Among them was Paul Mugambwa, the chairman of the Uganda Coffee Development Authority. He recounted one of the remaining problems in the effort to increase exports to the United States.
Selling our coffee in green form constitutes a major problem. What we are thinking of doing in Uganda is to add value to our coffee and export it here, because then you'll be exporting more value using the same amount of money per ton. Once coffee is delivered here and roasted, you lose 20-25% of the coffee, and the weight loss is there.
Some African trade officials say another factor preventing the export of Africa's food crops, such as Ugandan pineapples and bananas, is the amount of time it takes for U.S. authorities to certify the produce to be free of pests or disease. Erastus Muncha is the Secretary General of the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, or COMESA. He says it can take up to 6 years to gain the approval of the Office of the U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspectorate. He says during the AGOA meeting in Washington in early June, he and other African ministers expressed their concerns to U.S. government officials. One of the most successful exporters to the United States is Botswana. Its Minister of Trade and Industry, Daniel Moroka, credits AGOA for helping create 10,000 jobs in Botswana's textile and apparel manufacturing sector in recent years.
The difficulty for us is that the raw materials for manufacturing, for example, the fabrics,
cotton
is the actual primary product that is necessary in the textile manufacturing industry. Now, so far, the production of fabrics and yarn in Africa is still quite low. That is why we did actually request for the a relaxation in the rules of origin so that we could have access to third country fabrics. And we've been able to source fabric from as far afield as Asia. Now, I think the challenge for us as Africans is to make sure that we actually produce yarn and fabrics in Africa so that we can then source this much closer. This will help us to vertically integrate our operations in Africa and create more jobs and even revitalize the cotton industry.
The African officials say that despite a few impediments to liberalized trade, they agree with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She told the AGOA forum that the act remains the best framework for continuing to engage in dialogue, identify challenges, and work together. I'm William Eagle in Washington.